Thank you to those who read the scripture. Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be sitting here this morning and doing your service. And I realize that because Liz is sitting here with me, I do have a congregation to preach to. Those who are joining with one another, please consider that you are the congregation. It's wonderful. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the joy and the pleasure that you've given us to speak your word and to understand your word. I ask that you would be upon us this morning and let us understand what you have given. They're not the speaker's word, they are your words. And I just pray that you would be with them, be with us as we conduct this time. Father, I pray that you would give me the peace and the confidence to speak your words in your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. When I was just a young lad, it seems like many years ago, I had the joy and pleasure of growing up with two brothers and two sisters. Unfortunately, because of age difference, three of the four had moved away from home and built their own lives. The most exciting time in each of the year was Christmas, when everyone would come home for two or three days, and we would laugh and tease and joke with one another and just spend special time together. You could see the excitement in Mom and Dad as they prepared the tree and decorations and the dining room table and buying the extra groceries so we could all enjoy just a wonderful, exciting time of everyone being home. One year in particular stands out in my mind because it came to be Christmas morning and my brother Bob and his family of total of five and four had not yet arrived. About 10:30 in the morning, the phone rang, and when Mom came back from the phone, she had tears in her eyes. Bob and his crew wouldn't be home. There was a snowstorm that went all around them, and they just couldn't see a thing. The smile was gone from Dad's face, and he just went and sat down in his chair, very disappointed. It was a bad day for all. Everyone felt it. But the day was here, and we had to move on. So we did this, we made the best of what we could. I remember clearly it was about 3:30 in the afternoon. The Christmas turkey and the trains were all set out, and Mom had called us all to the table. When there came a knock on the kitchen door, Bob, Brother Bob, and his wife and three kids all came in the door with a great big yellow Merry Christmas. Mom cried again. Dad ran to the door, and everyone else gathered to welcome and hug those we did not expect to see. Can you imagine if you were working in the kitchen one morning, and there came a knock at the door? Or maybe you were sitting on the couch one evening watching a movie, or even maybe some other activity that could be questionable for a true Christian pastime. And there's a knock on the door. And when you go to answer it, you freeze. You are shocked and you're breathless. There's a flash of disbelief, yet there's a surge of thrill and enchantment. Christ said, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens that door, I will come in and eat with them. But I will come at a time that no one knows." Revelation 3:20 is a very special verse to me because whenever I read it, it reminds me of that day at home, that Christmas day, when those we did not expect to see knocked on the door. That could very well happen one of these days because God's word tells us that Jesus Christ will return. We don't know when, or how, or where, but we do know why. God will send his Son back to this earth to gather all his faithful people and take them to a place he has prepared. A place that will be beyond the wildest dreams. No more pain, no more hurt, no more fear of cancer or sickness, no more virus, and no more anger and mistrust. A place where beauty will be beyond belief, where rivers will flow with ripples of water of clear light, as clear as crystal. And the tree of life will have the names of those who walk the streets of gold. On that promised day, Christ will appear. And when he does, it will be the most glorious, joyful, exciting day that will ever be. I'm sure that many of you are starting to get a little worried about this world situation. But I'm also sure that many of us have been searching scriptures, trying to understand what Christ has said about all of it. Well, I suggest you read Matthew 24 and 25. You also need to read Revelation chapters 18 to 22. These books and chapters will give you a glimpse of Christ's prediction and promise. As you hear in our reading, as you heard in our reading, Christ gave warnings of the elements that would take place before his return. He explained the wars and rumors of wars, the natural disasters in various places, the hate and anger and brutality between men, women, and children. There will be many people of faith fall away and disappear. There will also be a human claim of being the new Christ. These and other events will take place as Christ prepares to return. I'm sure by now that you have noticed that everything that Christ warned about has or is taking place today. And it's only growing worse. Wars have been brewing for years now. Earthquakes, tornadoes, and hurricanes are becoming much more frequent. Monstrous fires have destroyed enormous amounts of land. And this pandemic is testing our faith and our patience. And the one thing that tops it all, there has been a person of politics claim that he is the equivalent of the Christ. The spirit of Satan has such a grip on our faith, we are struggling to hold on to our convictions to Christ. Fear, frustration, anxiety is beginning to get us down, and the weight of concern for our loved ones is causing us many sleepless nights. However, the encouraging word of God takes away that fear and anxiety and replaces all that with comfort and strength and happiness. In the Gospel of John, we read Christ's promise for times like this. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In that wonderful scripture of Psalm 139, God tells us that he knew us even before we were born, and that he is with us every step of the way. It doesn't matter where we go, he's there. He provides us joy and laughter, and covers us with his counsel and calmness. Psalm 23, because it opens with these words, "The Lord is my shepherd." We have a shepherd who looks after us, and he will leave the 99 sheep who are safe and come to the lost one. He will come and save you or me. Matthew 5, verse 11 and 12. "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. And then to continue on with Psalm 23, verses 4 to 6. And this one really makes sense. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, and your staff, they comfort me. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, there will be persecution. We will suffer persecution and pain here on earth, but because Jesus Christ died on the cross for all those who accept his saving blood, we will be ushered into the kingdom of God, where there will be never again any more pain or sadness, disappointment or stress. You won't get a plane ticket in the middle. There will be no limousine waiting at the front door. And God will not email or text you for an appointment. I said, I'm going to knock on your door, and when I return, all I expect from you is to open the door and let me in. Be ready. That is the important part of the whole thing. Be ready. Be sure you have received the blood of my forgiveness. Be sure you have laughed because of the burdens I have lifted from your shoulders. Be aware of my Holy Spirit that I have sent to live within you and guide you through this world. Today is a day of uncertainty and stress, and I'm sure everyone is questioning what's next. Jesus Christ has promised that you live within the power of the grace of his crucifixion. The trials and the struggles of the world, they may just continue. You may still have to go through them, but by accepting the forgiving love and compassion of Christ's death, you will be led into his waiting arms, into joy and happiness, laughter and excitement, exhilaration and anticipation. And all of this will explode within you as you prepare for the day Christ knocks on your door and he says, welcome home, good and faithful servant. Amen.